Lord, we were remembering your birth and why you came. And Lord, I know we know it's not this is not the day that you came to earth, but Father, that we celebrate your birth every day. We celebrate who you are every day. And Lord, as we desire to grow closer to you, Lord, I pray that you would speak to us today by your scriptures, by your holy word, that your word would take root in our lives. And Lord, as we then go out today and to with friends and family today, Father, let us allow your light to shine through us. And Lord, that we would speak of you and why we celebrate Christmas and why you came and why we love you so much. So Lord, help us to share your truth of your word to our friends and family. We pray for those who aren't here today, Father, that they be remembering why they celebrate Christmas. In Jesus' name, amen. So while the world sends a blaring message that Christmas is all about gifts and over-the-top experiences, we know better. We know why we celebrate Christmas. So Christmas is a special season for all around the world. So we focus on the miraculous circumstances of Jesus' birth. And I thought about Luke 2, but we're not going to turn there. John 3, 16 to 17. So I put it on there. I put all the scriptures on the screen so we can kind of read it together. Does that work?
Yeah.
It's a New King James. So some of us have King James, but I put the New King James. Okay? So we can read this together. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. Isn't that true? That's why we celebrate, not just on this day, but it's a great opportunity for us to share what Christmas is really about. It's not about getting gifts. It's not about big celebrations. It's not about the family traditions. Those are traditions. How many of us know, how many family members don't even know what the meaning of Christmas is about? And that's the sad point. They're missing why Christ came. So Matthew 7:11. What? Oh. Okay, sorry. So Matthew 7:11. So that if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him? Doesn't God give us good gifts? He gives us a perfect gift. So John 3:16 tells us that God gave his Son so that all those who believe would receive the gift of eternal life. That's the best gift ever. So I know we have Romans 8:32, right? Okay. And he who did not spare his own Son, but delivered him up for all of us. So he did not freely also give all things. So 2 Corinthians 8:9. For you know the grace of your Lord Jesus Christ, that through he was rich, yet for your sakes became poor, that you through his poverty may become rich. So we're rich indeed. Right? I'll go and sit so I don't have to look over me. So why did he give us this gift? To God so loved the world. He didn't want us to perish. To reconcile us. And why did he come? Why did he? So to dwell with us? To reveal the Father's heart? So we could understand him. So is a God visually came. He wasn't invisible, but physically man, but holy, fully God. And so that people would actually see him and know him and speak of him. I read a thing, I think Crean sent it. If Jesus was here today, how long would it be able to him to spend 60 seconds with one person? It would take him so many years to spend 60 seconds with one person. So he's given us the gift of the Holy Spirit that we can share the truth of the gospel to our friends and family, to share the truth of the gospel. So 1 Timothy 1:15, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, to whom I was a chief. We were all chiefs, or yeah. So then the next scripture is Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So because of our debt, we owed God because of our sins. And only God, only Jesus could take that sin away. He was the only one that was perfect. Nobody else was perfect. Right? None of us are perfect. And only Christ is perfect. So this is the debt that only Christ could pay in full. So before we stood separate from God, we were separate from God, a holy and righteous God, before Christ. Now, because of Christ, where do we get to stand? Beside him. And we can be in the most holy place with a holy and righteous God. Think of where we get to stand now with him. Because of Christ, we don't have to be afraid of going to God. We don't have to be afraid to pray to him. We don't have to be afraid any longer. We can have assurance and hope and joy, no matter what we face. So this is a gift from God and of God to us, even though we didn't deserve it. And it's something that we cannot earn. It's a free gift. So how about 1 John 4:9? In this love of God was manifested towards us, that God has sent his one and only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Amen. John 10:9. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and he will go in and out of fine pasture. The thief goes not come except steal, kill, destroy. I have come that they may have life, that they may have it abundantly. So life abundantly. We have an abundant life as a follower of Christ. What more can we want? What else can satisfy us? So as Christ followers, we receive the gift that will keep on giving forever. A gift that will never get old, never break. There's no warranty on it. Right? Never be empty and never lose its value. The greatest gift of the world has ever known. The gift of Christ. So Romans 10:8. But what it does say, the word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For the heart of one believes unto the righteousness, and with a mouth confess is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. Amen? So Jesus paid the ultimate highest price to purchase this gift for us, to offer us to us freely. So that's why John 3:16 is the most well-known verse in the Bible, because it's powerful, simply expressing God's love for us. And guess what? Do you know how God feels every time someone accepts this gift? How does he express it when somebody accepts Christ? A party? So let's go to John 15:7. Did I put that one in? Oh my goodness. John 15:7. No. Luke 15:7. I didn't put that in there still. That there's joy in heaven over the lost sinner who repents and accepts the gift of Christ. Yeah, Luke 15:7. My apologies. There's joy in heaven celebrating somebody who's received Christ. And sometimes we don't get excited when somebody receives Christ as their Savior. We should be excited because that's one less person who's going to go to hell. We should be overjoyed knowing that the person is going to be with us in eternity. So as we celebrate the birth of Jesus, be assured that our Father in heaven is celebrating the moment you and I and his children came to Christ. That there'll be a great rejoicing in heaven as people come to know him. So what's the best gift you ever received? Salvation. It's the best gift we could ever have ever gotten or received. Something that was freely given. And all we had to do is receive it. To trust and confess with our mouths. Believe unto him. So Jesus came to save you, to freely give you eternal life in heaven, to be adopted into the family of God as a son or a daughter. Spend time reflecting on the gift of salvation today and praying for those around you that have not received this gift. What a gift we could share. And this one, I think of, do I have 2 Corinthians in there, Zane? 4? No? So we read 2 Corinthians 4:1. So therefore, yeah, so 2 Corinthians 4:1 says, therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart. We do not lose heart. But we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by the manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. And this is something, it's veiled. And this is sometimes we have to remember, Satan does not want the people that he, who do not know Christ, to know the truth of the gospel, to know who Jesus or why Jesus came. He's blinded them from their, in darkness. He's blinded them. And so those minds, the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. 5, we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants for Christ's sakes, for his sake. For it is God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone into our hearts to give the light, the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. That's a gift there. Lord, I have made it short today. But it's a very simple gift. It's a gift. We remind ourselves who we are, who we belong to, how we are His hands and feet, how we allow His light to shine through us. And just even as a spiritual thing, so even today we could just ask, Lord, we just pray that those people that we are going to see today who do not know You, Lord, I pray that You would take the veil off their eyes, of their hearts, to allow Your light to shine through us, and that we could share the truth of the gospel to them. Lord, that we could share the meaning, the true meaning of Christmas, and even share that we don't just celebrate this day, but we celebrate You every day. That we live for You every day, that we trust You every day, that we depend on You every day. So Lord, help us to share the simplicity of the gospel to our family members, to our friends, co-workers. Father, help us to be Your hands and Your feet. Thank You for the beautiful gift, the eternal gift that You have given us. Thank You for the best gift ever, salvation. Lord Jesus, thank You for being our Lord, our Savior, our hope, our joy, our Counselor. You're the great I Am. You're Emmanuel. Thank You that You're always with us. Even at times when we don't think that You're with us, thank You that You're always with us. Thank You that we've been adopted, that we're the children of God now. Thank You we get to see You one day soon. We get to be face to face with You for all eternity. So Lord, we thank You. We pray that as we go today, Lord, that we be able to share the truth of the gospel to our friends. We thank You, Lord, for Your holy word. Thank You that You celebrate even when one person comes and receives Christ as their Savior. So Lord, help us to share the gospel.